So after a few episodes of Blind History, there are probably a lot of questions, and we also have more questions, and a lot of people have been giving us feedback about how much they want to know more, and hopefully you can go and discover all of this for yourself. You know, you don't need us to take you to water and make you drink, but if we've got you interested in any of these characters and you've decided to go and look up more information, watch a movie, read a book, then that's terrific. I had people asking, what's the best book to read on Jan Smuts? For example, you lent me one of your books, Anthony.
Yeah, correct.
And we'll give out as much of that info on social media as we can. But what made you choose the people that you chose for the series, or that we chose together that you were most excited about?
I've thought of it quite carefully, and it's change specialists. People that make a difference, that have changed the course of history. If we talk about Alexander and they're speaking Greek in areas you'd never expect to get the Greeks.
Mm. Shocker.
Shocker, exactly. Yeah. And with the new tools. And these guys, they've done something to change the world, or the world that we live in. And yes, a lot of them are charismatic. That draws you to them. JFK is a good example. And people still look at him as massive in terms of what he did politically. But they change specialists. And if you have to look at everybody in history, and why don't we talk about certain individuals, the fourth greatest emperor of the five great emperors in Roman history, Antoninus Pius. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people talk about him.
He was more of a maintenance guy.
He kept it the same.
He
kept it the same. And when an issue hit him in the face, he basically said he kicked the can down the road. So those don't get talked about. And I get excited, and it's such an easy read for me to learn about the change specialists and what goes through their mind to be able to change the course of history. There's nothing worse than somebody saying, why you change it? It's been like this forever. Because that is just...
It's a horrible philosophy, yeah. Right? It doesn't achieve anything.
Exactly, 100%
right. Just to keep things the way that they've always been is precisely the opposite of learning from history.
And human beings, we don't want to keep things the same. I mean, the whole point of us is, you know, we need to keep moving forward, changing things.
Well, I mean, the most obvious example that history teachers always used to quote to me was when Hitler invaded Russia. And they said he invaded in the same way that Napoleon invaded about 150 years before. And Napoleon lost for the same reason. Supply lines broke down. The Russians slashed and burned. And if Hitler had read a little bit more about Napoleon, he might have saved himself the trauma of invading Russia. And maybe we'd all be speaking German today, so we should perhaps be grateful for the fact that he didn't read
those
books.
True.
But history is full of these lessons. Mm. And what I love about history is it's the only subject that you get taught at school that's actually about people. And I wish more people would study history as a result. But history teachers, a lot of them who are bad, do the best job of putting people off history. But a history teacher who's good will change your thoughts about history forever.
Agreed.
I mean, Shakespeare always used to say on the basis of what you said about change specialists, that some people are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them. And I think with all of these people that we're talking about, they are people who were either born or achieved greatness or had greatness thrust upon them in various ways, but managed change or introduced change that has had effects well beyond their own lives.
Blind History Season 2 is coming soon. Due to popular demand, we've included many of your suggestions. If you missed any of Season 1's episodes, you can get them all on cliffcentral.com, on YouTube, or on your favorite podcast app.